Psalm 77, Footprints Unseen. After Psalm 76's Thunder of Victory, Psalm 77 takes us into the harder room, the long night after the song. The psalm opens with a striking image, "My hand was stretched out in the night," verse 2, English Standard Version. In Hebrew, this is bodily stubborn prayer, an arm held out and not relaxing. The soul refused to be comforted. That is not unbelief. It is a holy refusal of cheap comfort. Mature faith would rather ache before God than be soothed by religious phrases that are too small. Then comes the painful line, "I remembered God and I groaned." There are seasons when even remembrance hurts. Memory, before it heals, can wound. If God once seemed near, his hiddenness now feels sharper. Luther would have recognized this as Anfechtung, the spiritual assault in which not only circumstances, but God's very character seems to come under question. That is why verses 7 to 9 are so daring. The psalmist does not ask whether God exists. He asks whether God has changed. Has his steadfast love ceased forever? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Most piercing of all, has he in anger shut up his compassion? The word behind compassion is related to the Hebrew word for womb. The question is almost unbearable. Has God closed up his mother mercy? And then the psalm turns. Verse 10 is famously difficult in Hebrew. It may mean, "This is my grief, the right hand of the Most High has changed," or, just as possibly, "This is my appeal to the years of the right hand of the Most High." Both readings are spiritually true. The wound becomes the argument. He takes what hurts and lays it against what God has done. So he remembers the Exodus. Western readers often picture the sea as scenery. Israel did not. The sea was chaos, threat, uncreation. Whether one imagines the marsh lakes of the Eastern Delta or larger waters beyond, Scripture's claim is theological, not merely mechanical. God made a road where death should have swallowed them. Notice the poetry. "The waters saw you, they writhed." Verse 16. That verb can suggest trembling, even labor pains. Just after asking whether God has shut up his womb-like compassion, the psalm remembers the sea itself, writhing like a womb, to bring forth a people. What a thought! God turns the place of terror into a birth canal. Then the unforgettable line, "Your way was through the sea, your path through the great waters, yet your footprints were unseen." Verse 19, New International Version. Providence often leaves no tracks. We want explanation. God gives presence. We want a map. God gives a shepherd. And the psalm ends gently. After thunder, lightning, and trembling depths, "You led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Hidden feet, visible care." In Christ, this psalm reaches its fullest depth. At the cross, God's footprints seemed gone. On the third day, the sea had become a road. Suggested hymn, "God Moves in a Mysterious Way" by William Cowper. Cross-references, Exodus 14-15, Isaiah 43:16-19, Habakkuk 3:8-15, Mark 6:48-51, 1 Corinthians 10:1-4. Prayer, "Lord, when memory wounds and comfort feels false, keep me praying. When I cannot trace your footsteps, teach me to trust your shepherding hand. Make a way through the deep again and lead me through Christ, who passed through death and lives forever. Amen."